I think you've got to be careful about that as well, because my view is that you want politicians to listen and to reflect, and if they're getting it wrong, to change their position. And I don't think it's right to say that politicians should never U-turn. That when a policy isn't quite working, or if they've said something that offended people they didn't mean to offend, then they should apologise. They shouldn't say, well, I didn't intend to do that, but I'm not going to apologise. So,
It
was undermining.
Speed, yeah. Though. Because let's take the immigration one, which I think you're alluding to. The Prime Minister said, we risk becoming an island of strangers, not a nation that walks forward together. And lots of people were offended by that phrase. But, and here's the crucial thing, lots of cabinet ministers, including in interviews I did, defended it. Mm. Said, oh, no, that wasn't a racist phrase. It wasn't a dog whistle to racists. This is what he meant. This is why he said it. Only to discover a few days later, the Prime Minister unsays it, says he regrets it. And that left them feeling, well, if I could put it politely, like Charlie's. They were furious.
Yeah, I can understand why. But I think Keir made the speech. I know what he intended to do with the speech, and he certainly didn't intend to offend anyone, but he wanted to make the point, unless we get this right, it's going to cause major cohesion issues in the country. He stuck by that principle, and when he was told by colleagues, by friends of his, that look, what you said offended us, what you said offended me, what you said made me feel like I can't be part of your story of the country, I think he reflected on it and thought, look, okay, that wasn't my intention. My intention was to make an argument about how the immigration system needs to change, bring the country together, because if we don't bring the country together, things will get much, much worse. Now, this was the argument he was trying to make. Now, in the course of that, he said something that he didn't intend to offend people with, and then he did, so he apologised. And I think that's the right thing to do. But I agree with your point. You have to, in politics, I think, work out quicker which are the conflicts that can be avoided and which are the conflicts that need to be addressed at speed. I think that's a reasonable criticism.
That's a big lesson for him, yes. Is it, on anyone going forward in the future?
Yeah.
Move faster.
Move faster.